Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Wow. I think we're looking at about 1:30 in the morning. The night is darker. John Brand Wagner and I sit at that wooden table that's in my dining room, basically wooden planks. Pretty dark in here, one candle, a bowl of pot in the middle of the table. And we do the opening to the cold opening to the Todd Glass Show. This is where it's all about. This is what it's about, these openings. Our openings, we'd like to pay tribute to Joe McKenzie. And we'd like to think back to all the great songs that he's done.
I played your podcast on my iPod last night. I played each episode much to my delight. It almost seems my list is incomplete. Old shows are great, but you've got something I need. Well, I've got a brand new pair of headphones. You got an MP3. I think that we should play the Todd Glass Show. The download is free. I've been listening for a while. You got something for me. Oh, I've got a brand new pair of headphones. You got an MP3.
Wow. Wow, the instruments are right in the room. So, I want to say, how you doing, John?
I'm great. How you doing, Todd?
I feel good. There's something fun about it as it gets darker, you know?
It's so dark.
There could be a murderer outside, and there's something cozy about that. Right?
I'm behind my locked door with my blanket around me.
Yeah, there's no murder.
I feel safe.
Yeah, I feel safe. You know, there's nothing like picturing people getting murdered to appreciate life.
Yeah.
It's not funny. I was testing you out to see if you would ever tell me I was crazy. All right, listen. I wanted to address something that was so unimportant, but I had an amazing time. Did I talk about this yet? At the Blue Room in Springfield, Missouri. And that club went out of their way to do everything really cool and just the way I like it. More than what I would ask. Things that I would never ask. The way he made everyone dress because it was their 2-year anniversary. And it looked cool. You know, you're just walking through, you go down these stairs and you're like, what's this going to be? And then it's perfect. And the staff was perfect and the comedians were perfect. Then it went up to Bentonville. All right, relax. No, not relax. Ugh. No, I'm kidding. And I mean, you don't like what it's with that statue that's still there. Oy, oy, oy. But the comedians were great. The comedians were great and the show was great. And the people that came to the show were great in Bentonville. This great, awesome crowd came out. And they were awesome. And two local comedians sat in with the band. And they were great. Bentonville. I had the best time in Bentonville. That's going to be my new hit song. Can you write me something, John? Can you ad-lib a song? I'm kidding. What would you do if you had to? Bentonville, it's so great. I don't give a shit. Hey, you know what? You know what I say about improv? It can fuck itself.
Thank you.
You got nervous, right? That's what improv did to you. I didn't do that to you.
I was looking for like some sort of backing track we could have sang over.
I don't need no backing track.
No?
This is something so unimportant, and then I'll have nothing on my list things to talk about in the opening, to the opening. Sometimes there were a lot of people from the podcast in Bentonville and also at the Blue Room. The Blue Room. Wow. And sometimes I would ask them not to do the mumble bit because I realized, like, sometimes when there's like 20, there one night in Doylestown, Pennsylvania at the Comedy Cabaret, there was like 20 people doing the mumbling bit, like when the band did it, the people in the audience did it. And because when it was 20, it sort of worked in this other level of, but it still had some of the audience going, what's going on? But because it was spread out through the audience, it sort of worked. But when it's one or two people, I think it throws the other people in the audience. So I feel bad because on one hand, when I hear you guys doing it, I'm like loving it. I'm like, but then I also know that I could see the other people in the audience. So like, wait, is this guy supposed to be doing this? Like when 15 or 20 people do it, it's obvious there's something that you're not aware of. When one guy does it or two, it could be, oh, are they just going along because they know the bit or... The other people might not know. No, they're a part of it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted. And I blame you. So what do you want to talk about? This is our show. We can do whatever we want.
I had a really fun time with Dave Ross.
Dave Ross ain't shit.
Well, that being so, I had fun.
Yeah, he ain't shit.
That could be, but I had fun.
Yeah, you can have all the fun. he ain't shit.
Well, dude, say what you will. I had fun.
He ain't shit.
All right, well, I had fun, though.
Fun is shit. If shit is fun, then shit. Dave Ross ain't shit.
You put it however you want, but I had fun.
He's shit. I don't know. I know he listens to the show and this will make him laugh. That's why I do it, because I give. Well, if you were him, wouldn't you be giggling? His podcast is called Suicide
Buddies.
Sure, I tell him, I'll mention it in the opening. Dave Ross has a podcast. I think it's called Suicide
Buddies.
Well, you'll find it. Go to Dave Ross. Just go do the work. What do I got to throw you all the information? What if I'm having a busy day and I don't have time?
You did have a busy day. What'd you do?
I got a text from Dave Ross today. Plug my podcast.
Yeesh.
You Jew fuck. I think that's unnecessary. But anyway, he was a lot of fun. Today, what did I do? I did a crime. Oh, what's the name of the podcast? Crime. They read like a crime story, and then you just riff through it. You just interrupt it, but it's a real crime story. Cool. I tried to really follow it and ask questions and just be silly, but it was a lot of fun. I did it at the Comedy Store this afternoon at 4:30. And at 6:30 today, Friday, I met with Rory Scovel.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Joel and Mandy. And talked about that show we did with just me and Rory. What's it called? Todd and Rory? Rory Bory?
Todd and Rory.
Story Forey? Whatever. It doesn't matter. And talked about helping us like do it around. You know, Rory said, it's a show. If we're going to both be at a festival, we should be doing that show at the festival. Just me and him going up and
being
stupid for an hour.
Was that what it was called?
No, it had a name, but I can't remember it now.
Wasn't it like Do Anything They Want or something?
No, but that's a good idea. Well, I'm serious. I like clean ideas. Todd and Rory do what they want. Live on Broadway! Wow, I just...
You guys taking it to Broadway?
Yeah, sure.
Is that Broadway, New York?
No, Sheboygan Broadway.
Oh, that's...
And you knew that. Why do you have to ruin a good thing? Well, are you enjoying...
At least you're going to be on Broadway.
Well, it's off Sheboygan Broadway.
It's on the intersection of Sheboygan and Broadway.
It's on the intersection of Sheboygan and Broadway. What? I love it. Why can't we have fun in the opening? You should feel like you're part of something special right now. You shouldn't be 15-second forwarding this. This is when I put my heart and soul into throwing to you to something else I put my heart and soul into. Now we sit in the living room, yeah, presenting something that we're proud of that we did back in that studio. Now we're in the house, almost reminiscing about what we did in there with Dave Ross, who, by the way, was beautiful. He was great. I like people like him. You know, good at every level. Funny, gruff, silly, sad, deep, everything. He's the whole goddamn deal. He's the whole package. That's right, everybody. It's the Todd Glass Show. Wow. And we haven't even started. All right. Do you have any last words you want to say? Bring that out. And Jack and... A little lower. A little lower. Real low, like a one. A little lower. There you go. What did you want to say? Because we're done. Unless you got something.
Hey man, just be positive out there and keep it going. You got this.
Right. Look at you. What? Come on. Right. Look at you. Come on. Look. Come on. Look. Look at yourself. Come on. You got to be able to look at yourself. Come on, you're not looking at yourself. Come on, look at you. You're starting to laugh a little. You got it. You think you can hold it together. Oh, you do? Oh, you do? Oh, no. You say, no, I'll admit I'm smiling, but I can't. I can contain myself. I don't look like one of those lunatics laughing where it makes people around them think they're crazy. Oh, okay, yeah. Gucci, 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 goo.
Oh, Gucci,
Gucci, Gucci, goo to you.
Gucci, Gucci,
Look at you holding it together. Oh, isn't that good? What have you proven? Oh, I'm proven. Gucci, Gucci, goo. I hold it together. Oh, you got your little nose, your little bitty little bill, diddle, schmiddle, giddle. Yeah, you are. You just holding it together. Hey, what's that get you holding it together? How's that feel good to hold it together? I can hold it together. I'm you little Gucci, Muchi, Schmoochie. Gucci, Gucci, goo. Gucci, 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 goo. Gucci, Gucci, goo. Gucci, goo. Gucci, 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 gooey, gooey, Gucci. Mummy, mummy. You. Stop. I can't take it. I don't want to hold it together on the train anymore.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with us.
Or do, I don't know.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy the show, everybody. Dave Holmes is a beautiful human being. We had a great time with him. And his podcast, go find out about it. I'm almost called Death Squad. Not Death Pack. Death Squad? Death Pack? Death. Pack. It's definitely death. Suicide.
Suicide.
First pack. Word, suicide. Suicide pack. And Todd, that's right. You could have had that ready and not made it a game and known the facts. It's suicide.
Buddies.
Suicide, something like that.
Check it out.
I'm too busy. Anyway, thank you. And go be nice. You're special. Something about you. Something about you. That other thing I'm not so sure about, but that other thing is nice. So do that. Little more of that. Little less of this. But whatever you do, just... I think Eddie Pepitone said it the best. He really knew how to say it. I think we'll leave you with this.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
The Todd Glass cold opening.
Day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's fun.
And we'll throw to the show. I just realized it's suicide buddies. It's suicide buddies, right? Mm-hmm. Suicide buddies. It's suicide buddies. Wow, how could we ever fix this? Unless Aristotle went back and took me saying suicide buddies and edited it in every time, but I don't think that's necessary. Because everyone knows it's suicide buddies now. I want people to be aware that I never try to present myself as being perfect. I make mistakes It's hard to act like you're up in your high horse of, I make mistakes as like everybody else. All right, bye. Back to the whatever, however he glues this shit together.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Like drummers.
Welcome back to 2018. What's happening at the beginning of the podcast?
We're here in the Todd Glass Barn, reporting on the big show.
The biggest show to known to man. Of course, that's my co-host, Aristotle.
I'm here with John Brandwagon.
Good afternoon.
Let's soak it in. Can you put those in that little puppy?
Dave Ross and Todd Glass are getting ready at the mics.
Everyone's shaking hands.
It is a joyous occasion. Most definitely.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Sure, it's a real show.
This is wonderful.
I like it. My live shows now, I hear people in the audience go, it's a real show. So that goes there.
That
Hold
is
on.
Heckling, though. They
that is heckling. That's why I had them thrown out. Boo! I love it already.
Oh, God. Hold on. Let me take a deep breath. Dave, it's good to have you here.
I'm glad to be here, man.
Oh, that's Is there anything as I enjoy my drink that we could relax to?
My name is Dave.
There we go.
And
go,
go, I am go, awesome. Go, go. Everybody loves me.
Wow.
Because I am awesome. My
oh, nice.
Name is Dave. And I'm really, really awesome.
Do we all write this?
Wait, where did that come from?
That?
When did that happen?
Oh, we wrote that this morning.
This morning, first we wrote this, the other one.
Awesome.
The other one.
Dave Ross. We're talking about Dave Ross. He's at the Open Faith Temple in Colorado Springs tonight, Friday, June 15th. Dave Ross is on the Todd Glass Show tonight.
Wow.
Take
it home.
Dave Ross is on the Todd Glass Show tonight.
Wow. Feel the energy. Feel the energy.
This is already the best night of my life.
Aw. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two-parter.
Yeah, I like to kiss ass right away.
I'm stressed. I'm a little stressed out of my mind. So before I give you 100%. I
want to
say Troy Conrad. Yes, you're going to get it, whether you like it or not.
I don't want it.
Whether Troy Conrad, I think people that listen to the show regularly, he's first of all, his pictures. I should shut up. His pictures look so good. I should shut up. I get it. Shut up. He knows what he's doing, Todd. Don't be what you don't like about comedy. Don't do to him. But it's hard. Because he moved this, but he was great today. Mm-hmm. I was so nervous. He did it quick, and we're going to have some crazy great pictures from Troy Conrad. If they're not, they're going to be crazy great. But I wasn't hurrying him, but I was, what is it? Do you think it is, Eric, that it makes me so difficult? Like,
I don't know. It was the same way with the pot too. You didn't like that people would like grind it up and put it in there. You're like, just jam it in. Let's go. Let's get it. And then you realize later, like, oh, I actually smokes better, and I get more.
You know what it is though? But that because me and Dave were talking about in the house, my level of distraction. I don't mean to make it sound like I can't. How you doing, John?
Great. I would love to chime in on this conversation.
You're always welcome.
Oh, great.
But my level of distraction. Can I work with it? Yes, and I try. Most of it's by just being unbelievably organized. I don't know how much work I've done to not be distracted. But like I said, I heard someone once that was speaking about autism. And let's say on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being you just get distracted bad. Yeah, everybody is. I would imagine a 2, a 3, a 4, 5. I'm a 10. And it's very hard. So I think when his movement, that's why I couldn't do it while the show was going
on. I think
on.
That it has something to do with maybe a little bit of an OCD thing.
Well, of course. Yeah. But I think it's based also from needing organization.
Right.
And
I think you have an idea of how things should go. And so if they don't go that way, you get frustrated.
But it's not how a party will go necessarily. Right. It's while I'm talking or doing this. If somebody could reach down to look at their phone for 5 seconds, doesn't bother me. Like their text, or they could be reading, hey, I'm running a little bit late, and they go back for 10 seconds, whatever. But after that, I'm wondering what they're doing. Any peripheral. So I think a lot of it is I just have to ask the people around me, and is what I do. I never make them feel like they did anything wrong. I say, look, this is the way I am. If you help me and embrace me and try to keep things calm around me, I'll make it up to you. Because that way I don't feel like I'm judging them, you know?
Sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a lot of this. You say you're at a 10. I think I'm at like a 6 or a 7. If I'm doing it, so many comedians say, like, if people are talking in the crowd, just let it go. And I can go about 3 seconds of someone being like, hey, you know, can I get a...
Me too.
I want more mozzarella sticks or whatever the fuck. And, in like 3 seconds, if the order's not done, then I'm like, what are you talking about? What is happening?
I'm with you.
My whole show is about you now.
I'm with you because I can't. I really can't. Like, now, the good news is, and maybe overwhelmingly at comedy clubs, I can perform. That's what I'm saying. There are things going on in the audience. It's just what I could take. I mean, look,
right.
I would say overwhelmingly, like, when I'm at a week at, like, a great comedy club, it's amazing how much organization can be in a room. But then when you think about it, see, here's the thing. What's working on it? is not going to happen as far as working on it to get rid of it.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
think I can.
You just have to deal with it.
But
yeah.
but working on it for me means, number one, you know, and they say, you know what people think about you, the way they talk behind your back. So whatever anybody in this room thinks, they'll say it behind my back. But to my knowledge...
Why, what'd you hear?
To my...
oh, yeah. They all Thank called you. Me before I got here.
to my knowledge, I always make it look like I'm the problem. Like, indulge me. Like, now, if somebody vomited on my floor, I wouldn't go, oh, I know, I'm crazy like that. No, that's disrespectful. right. But I don't try to throw everything into that category by far. I would say the majority of the time, I'm like, just please, like, I apologize that you didn't do anything wrong. Don't feel like, you don't want anyone thinking like they came in your house and did anything wrong. You're like, right. no. I'm like, I'll joke. I'll be like, I'm sick. I'm just, I'll put this over there, but I'm glad you're here. And when I have new friends, I will literally say, by the way, I'm glad you're here. I love that everyone's over here. I go, I know we haven't hung out a lot together at my house, but yeah. if I ever do anything around you, you know what I love? Ignore me and just keep having fun. If I'm sure. moving something, don't feel like you have to help. The thing that makes me the happiest is that you're just having a good time. Don't stop to help me.
I feel like we are very similar in this way because I have to stop myself, and yeah, you have to take it on yourself, right? Like, I have a weekly show, and it's on the back patio of a bookstore, and we have to set up all the chairs in rows before the show, and we set them up. You know, I give, like, a lot of leg room, and I make sure people have enough room in general. It's set up in such a way that everyone's attention is directed at the stage, and then people come to the show early and sit down and like, set their stuff up, get a drink, and they're sort of milling around. And I know that people are just people, but if someone moves a chair right. to talk to their friend, I'm just staring at them like, I'm going to kill everyone in here.
Oh, I love you. Can I tell you, I wouldn't think that.
Oh, well, I know that I have it. And so, and I've learned, it used to be really bad. Man, like when I had sleepovers at my house when I was young, by the way, it didn't happen often because after a couple times, people were like, wow, he yells at us for touching books. yeah, but it was real. I would scream and stuff. And now I know that people are just people, mm-hmm. but I still have it. And I run the show with three other people, and they'll see someone move stuff, and they'll look over at me, and yeah. I'm just shaking, and they come over, they're like, it's fine. They're, rubbing my back. You know what I mean?
I get it. And some of it, most of it, I deal with it is by... Can you throw those glasses in there, too?
Oh, you got it.
Most of it, I deal with it by also being overly ready and organized. Like, I say... Yeah. So I guess I want to split the difference when someone teases me. Yeah, I get it. But there's also things like when I'm getting ready for a party, some people might think like, oh, 3 days before. But guess what? When the party actually happens, and I don't mean just a dinner. I mean, like if I'm having like 30, 40 people over for a party, once people get here, it's flipped. Most people are calmer than me before. But then when people get here, people need shit. Oh, we don't have that. Where's that? Oh, do we have a trash can? The trash cans are full. Where are the other? I get so ready. That once the party comes, I can actually enjoy myself
yeah.
and relax. But anyway, I digress. So I'm glad you're here. We have a few things. We want to welcome. Do we have any welcome music? Do you know who I'm going to welcome?
Danny Robbins.
Welcome Danny Robbins to the Todd Glass family.
That's right, Danny.
Wow.
You will now be part of if we go to Catalina for a live show from the Catalina Experience.
That's right.
To be announced.
That's right. These gifts and more can be yours for just the small administration price of being a friend.
So Danny Robbins... We is going to... Danny, wait till you see. Troy was here. He took all the pictures. Like, a few of me, a few of Eric, a few of Aristotle, John Brand Wagner, Aaron Simon, and look at you. Cootie's own, the real Eric. That's what we call you. Eric Calver, we're like, shit Eric Calver, right?
right.
Boo!
Where'd you even find him?
Eric.
Ooh, that was Eric Calver's.
Yeah. So, but Eric from the Cooties is here. Is that all right? We reference you that way, the Cooties, Eric. So, but hold on. So he took pictures of everybody, and now we're gonna take like a minute of the show, and then he'll be able to assemble some pictures to it, and we can put it on YouTube, even if they're stills. He got a wide shot of the room, so there's some great pictures that we're gonna put up on Instagram. And by the way, the Todd Glass Show is on Instagram now, and all I'm telling you, I'm like a freight train. Once I get started, you can't stop me. There you go.
Let's talk more about Danny.
Thank you. What?
Where does Danny live?
Oh, Danny lives in,
what's
I think,
his address?
Bloomington, Indiana, near, because that's where he came to see me do the show, but he might have made a hike. Might have drove. Okay,
a lot of good comics from Bloomington.
I know.
That's
I
true.
So you know
per
what?
Per capita, it's crazy.
Great club there.
Comics. Yeah.
I don't know. Have you had anybody? You know, somebody wrote me a letter. My dad died. A listener, I'll just call him David. His dad also died just a little while ago at 24. And then it's like, did you ever lose anybody like a dad or a mom or a brother or?
No, morbid, everyone I've ever met is still alive.
Okay.
My grandma. I lost my grandma recently.
And were you close with her?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the question is, and you know, like, because he asked through an email. I was like, does it get any better? Does it? And you know that it. I know that sounds like such an. It takes time, but I will say this. Not quicker than I thought. It did get to where someone could mention him, and it did not ruin my day. It made my day. Someone go, hey, I used to know your dad. In the beginning, my friends would be like, oh, really? And then I was like loving when anybody, I knew your dad. He was a good guy, blah, blah, blah. So it does get to the point where you think of him. Like you can be driving down the highway and think of your dad and just start crying. And then, but that doesn't mean when you get to the improv that you're in a funk. You're not. You just did it. So it does start to get. How old was your grandmother when she died?
14.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he get his song for that? I mean, that's. Yeah. I mean, that's what you think. Do it again. We'll edit it in. We won't really, but I like sure. to go. No one will ever know. Go ahead. Do it. No, hold on. Let him say it again. Let him say it again. Hold on. I'll lead you into
okay,
it.
Sure.
Hey, do you mind if I... Oh, shit. I'm nervous now.
God. I'm having a panic attack.
Hold on.
But that started 10 hours ago. I'm having a panic attack. I am. I'm so fat. Dave Frost.
So, did you... How about... You had a...
Okay. I think I've told you this story before, but I just thought of it yesterday, which is crazy you bring it up. When my great-grandma died, we were just kids. And so they had her funeral, and we showed up late, and so everybody was already there. They already like did a viewing. Mormons like do open caskets all the time, which I think is crazy. But if you want to do it, great. But maybe don't take your kids in, because those images scarred me when you're a real young child. But anyway, that's not the story. We get
and it's
there.
Not an image you need to see either.
Right.
It's not if it was healthy. It's not healthy. A dead body laying there.
Yeah.
Right.
But so we get there and
right.
Everybody, we're the last ones there. Everybody's already there. Everybody already did the viewing. They're just kind of milling about, and my sister goes right up to the casket. And she goes, she's breathing!
Oh, no way.
But she thought. Isn't that adorable?
That's wonderful.
It's adorable.
Oh, my God.
It's adorable. You know what I mean? It's. But as far as Dave goes, I want to, you know what I mean? I like try to give people clean, you know, sort of like virtual. I've talked about this before, virtual. Like, you get to the point where, like, you know, you can take a virtual trip where you took with them before. Now, the reason I say virtual, one time I've thought about old homes. I'll connect this really quick for you, David, and everybody in the room. I thought about old pictures homes I lived in, you know, of course, but my mom said it in a very specific way. Why are you nodding your head?
Because I do this all the time.
My mom did it in a very specific way. She goes, I took a virtual tour through our old house last night, and it changed the way I did. I wasn't just thinking of the house we lived in Lafayette Hills. I would be like, go in the down the
what
front
was
wall.
In this room?
What was in the room? Turn the hallway. You have a vision. Now, that's your memory. I get it. And I would turn the corner, and then I would go upstairs, and I remembered the two mirrors. And once I took a virtual tour, a little different. You go, well, that's Todd, that's just thinking of your old house. I do that all the time. But we all get the difference. That word that my mom said, yeah, like really go through it. I passed by these two pictures that were on the stairs going up to the second floor. And behind them once, I cut out a picture that I wanted a home, like when I get older, with the home I wanted. I taped it behind that mirror because I thought, I'll never lose it. Like, it's behind the mirror. But I don't know what happened to it. But wait, I remember the home.
How did she take a virtual tour of the house?
In her memory.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Imagining there's...
Like there's a company.
There's
online.
A website.
No. Just with the cleanness, you can stop anywhere you want.
Oh,
turn,
I see.
Turn into a bedroom. Look at the carpeting. Look at the roof. Look at what was the furniture in there. And then come on back out. You're not just... You're connecting it. So I started, after she told me that, doing that with my dad sometimes. Like, just like we used to drive down the turnpike. You know, hey, I'm not going to lie. It wasn't like we were having a ball. But in hindsight, you know, he would ask me to clean his sunglasses. And I would always try to get them really good.
Do you ever have dreams about a house that maybe you lived in previously, but different?
No. I have dreams I bought it.
I have one where I've had this dream like maybe four or five times that I go to the house that I was raised in, and it's always the same guy that lives there now. It's not a real person.
Is it me?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Is this story going to help?
That's why he booked me on this show,
help
man.
Dave?
Oh, no, it's not going to help Dave at all.
Well, go, go ahead.
Guy lives in the house.
Talking
guy
about
lives
death.
In the house, and I always go and go, hey, you know, I used to live here. Do you mind? And he's like, yeah, okay. And like he'll show me around like reluctantly. And his like, wife.
Now that you're saying that, I've had that dream.
Yeah, but the house
with
is a
your
little
house.
Bit what? Yeah. It was you.
Thank you.
By the way, if you as far as you know, if you're famous, you can go to any old house you want. Yeah. You know, Brad Pitt can knock on the door. Hey, do you mind? I used to live here. Me, they say, hold on, let me watch your Netflix special. Can you wait in your car for an hour? Thank you. I'll tell you, it's all right. You know, Paz de Babu.
I have had that dream, though, with the house I lived in New York, and they never let me in. That's the problem. I don't know what that says about me. They're like, no way. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll wake up now.
This guy lets me in, but his wife hates it.
Hey, you left the crizzolis in the fridge. You know, I like them early in the morning, and I like them with my coffee. I like salumi and burrata and mozzarella and linguine. All before 9 a.m. with my morning coffee.
All right. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, that's all right. Here's before we... you know what? Once I get this paper crumbled up, then it's all silly and silly shit, as they say in the business. But
hey, let's get serious.
What were you saying? I cut you off.
Sorry about your dad.
You know what? That's not... I want to... Look, Dave's going to... David's
not my grandma, though.
David's going to listen to the show. And it's not that you can't have... look, time heals, so maybe when it's raw, I hope he doesn't think that I dealt with this insensitively. Because I know that joking about death is incredibly healthy. Mm-hmm. But, of course, in right proportion. So, David, understand we do. I know that. You know what I mean? It does... You know, all this stuff seems so cliche, but I do remember, it's like, you just gotta, like, the only way that person lives on with some tangibility, I mean real tangibility, like the power of them, through memory or not, it doesn't matter, through memory, even if it's not through the energy of the earth, if you just want to go just the memory, because no one goes, wouldn't it be great if memory was real? Oh, memory's real. If even just through the power of their memory, you do stuff you wish they would have wanted you to do, or as cliche as it sounds, live a good life, like do what makes you happy. And if the only thing that motivates you to do that, I get it, you still can't touch them, and that's the part that crushes you. That's the part that crushes you, that they're not here. So nothing makes up for that. Mm-hmm. Time does make it better. But if you want to go, what's the one morsel of a way that I could keep that person alive? Then, you know, it's like if you're drinking, get off drinking because for them. And then you could go, wow, they're fucking dead. But just the energy of their memory helped me achieve that. And that's the most alive I would think that you can get them that could maybe help you on the worst day that you're having. So that's what I and then after that, it's just, you know, time and a lot of time. All right. So I'm going to play this, and then we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to get a drink, and then I'm going to be honest, I'm going to pee.
Wow.
And we're going to have so much fun tonight. I can tell. You're great. We're going to have a blast.
Oh, I'm ready.
But I'm going
to
play this.
To pee.
Dave Ross. We're talking about Dave Ross.
Yeah, Dave Ross, everybody.
In Colorado Springs tonight, Friday, June 15th.
Dave Ross is
so specific.
It's Dave Ross, everybody, for the entire show.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Wow. Shut up. You're on fire tonight, John. On a scale from 1 to 10, how happy? On a scale from 1 to 10, how happy are you?
100.
Oh, I like that. Aristotle?
I'll go 100, too.
Well, I'm going to go. I'm in a very good mood. The room is chilly. It's starting to get chilly. The main thing is that...
Oh, the pasta. And the fajol. When you get the pasta and you put it in the fajol...
What are you talking about?
Then you heat it up, and that's when you get soup.
What is that?
I think he's 102.
You get garlic rolls on the side, all right? And you bake them a little extra crispy. A little extra crispy, you put some fresh Parmesan up there. Oh! You gotta put the Parmesan in the garlic rolls.
All right, I'm not, okay. All right.
It's a little better than a one and a two.
You know, my wife is Italian. So.
What's your wife's name?
Don't worry about it.
All right. Don't worry about it.
Shut the fuck up.
Quick, you're at the border. What's your name, man? Don't worry about it.
Don't want
to
know.
That's what you say to Border Patrol. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
All right. Her name's Pasta. Okay.
Pasta Babu.
Pasta Babu.
So anyway, the reason I want to play this and then go to the bathroom, because it's just, look, whenever
you drink a lot.
Whenever you play something, like even a CD for someone, you hope they're enjoying it as much as you. I'm going to say, you really have to let this breathe. This is a, I guess what they call like a branding piece for this company, I think, that delivers flowers. So they obviously went out and interviewed this kid that's in the military, where they sent a camera where he's at. And so sometimes they cut back and forth to this, and then the mom watching it on an iPad. They literally knock on her door. And you can tell it's real. You know how you can just smell that something's real? But when you hear it, it sounds like, wait, it's a movie or not? They did. They went and they shot him, and they probably asked him questions and
shot him.
And they interviewed him, and then they take all that, and then they made a little short out of it, and then they knock on the mom's door. And then they show her the short that they've made with their son that says how he feels about his mom.
Oh, wow.
So.
Hi.
Hi there. Are you Cindy?
Yeah, I am.
Hi, I'm Bonnie. I'm from Teleflora. I have a special delivery from your son, Ryan, that he really wants you to see.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. I wanted to let you know how much I love you. And I appreciate everything that you've done for me in my life.
The distance between us isn't always easy. It's actually pretty hard sometimes. I still remember the last time we saw each other. It was almost 2 years ago. I was passing through San Diego on my way out to Japan, and you drove 2 hours just to sit down and have coffee with me for 45 minutes, just discussing what's going on in our lives before I had to get on my flight and continue on. I miss you. It's been hard. Growing up, it was just the two of us. You had all the responsibility of raising a young boy into a man that you could be proud of. You gave me so much. I didn't know how much you sacrificed until I was an adult at college, and I learned that you had a dream to become a professional athlete, and then you got pregnant with me and you had to choose. You knew you couldn't do both, and you gave it up to raise me. To raise me the best way that you knew how. And you instilled in me that sacrifice and that dedication. And you gave me everything that you had. You were a guiding light for me. And I've taken everything that you've given me, and I've run with it. Because of you, I stand here today. A father. A husband. A Navy commander. And it's because of you. You show me how to work and not quit. And have honor. Have integrity. I've achieved all these things. Because of the foundation that you laid, the example that you led. You always said the reward for hard work well done is the opportunity to do more.
She's watching this in her living room.
I've done well in the Navy, and I got more hard work ahead of me. And I think it's going to be even harder to see each other. And that's why I wanted to make this Mother's Day so truly special. Above all, Mom, I hope when you look at me, you see the good man that you wanted your little boy to be. I'm proud to call you my mother. I'm proud to be your son. You made me the man that I am today. And I love you with all my heart.
I
there. He comes in the back door right now. Surprises her. Wow, right?
Yeah. I teared up hard.
Me too. That's why I blew out. Notice I blew out the candle and turned every light out in the room. Because what is that? That I know. I sort of know what it is, but maybe I don't. So I don't ask in this, like, you know, we've been. But the crying, like, I don't mind crying in front of other people. We both admitted it the minute the lights came back on. No one tried to hide it. No one went, thank God the lights were up. Very quick to share our honest emotions of bawling. But, like, I knew if I blew the candle out, I'd probably...
More likely for us to get into our emotions, sure, yeah.
Yeah, like, sometimes it was the oddest thing that he said.
Right.
That just, I hope you're proud of the little boy. And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, and then they're showing pictures of it, too, on YouTube. It's pictures of him and his mom and her having him she's a young, young woman.
I really think the things that get me about stuff like that are like you said, that it seems random, but it's really just a real thing. Of a human being saying to another, and they love each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's just like, you helped make me who I am. And you can hear in that he likes that. And it's like, God damn it. Yeah.
I know.
I'm tearing up.
And
yeah.
And he's able, you know what? I guess the best thing is to be able to say it. Because, you know, I've always said this because this is a tangible thing that I really think helped. I know this for a fact, that telling people the way you feel, if look, we should do it while we're here and healthy. I'm not saying we should do everything because if we're going to die, obviously, but it's, you know. But I told somebody that worked for my dad that he reminded me of Phil Donahue and Ed Asner. And I told him I didn't want them to tell him. But for some reason, it came up. One of, you know, we were talking and, you know. She was an older woman, probably about 42 then. You know, what did I know?
You told this to her about
I told
your
this
dad.
To her about my dad. Yeah. And she told my dad driving home one night, he goes, so you think I'm like Phil Donahue? And I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, fuck, she's got a big mouth. I didn't even think that he was probably, didn't mind hearing it. It was a compliment. You know, he wasn't saying it aggressive either. But then when he died, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so glad that she told him that.
Yeah.
So now why did that change anything? Because even though I know there would be peace no matter what, I know there's people that wish they would have told people that died more. And guess what? Even if you didn't, they're at peace. And, you know, their energy is all good no matter whether you feel you would have wish you would have done more or not.
Yeah.
That's not the point. Because a lot of times it does happen where you wish you would have said more. But when you say something, it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Even if the moment can be awkward, and it can be, I go through periods of being like, I really need to tell everyone I love all the time.
When's the last time? Is there somebody in your life? Because the closest you came to having one of those moments in real life where you just literally told someone, I appreciate you. What would be the closest?
The closest to doing it and doing it?
No, to doing it. To where you have go, you know what? I was home. I said it to my mom or to my brother. Or I told a friend, hey, you know what? I really appreciate you.
Oh, man. I remember. It was very recent. I just went on tour with my friend, Chris Charpentier, who's...
Chris Charpentier.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Everybody's
from Denver, Colorado.
Of course.
He
has a mustache.
Chris Charpentier. Yeah, no, that's
Chris Charpentier. What do you, of course, I thought I was saying it wrong. Chris Charpentier.
Yeah. Chris Charpentier.
I call him
Sharpie.
We don't know who Chris Charpentier is.
No, it's Chris Charpentier. It's Chris Charpentier.
What if Chris Charpentier finds out we're talking about him?
Well,
and he comes over to the podcast, right? And then he goes, oh, I heard they're mentioning my name. What if he walks in right now? What type of music would we play if he walked in? I want to put my head for... He's walking in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, introduce him.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome into the Todd Glass Show stage. The most beautiful man I've ever known. He's my roommate. He's one of my favorite comedians on earth. And he's quite short. Everyone, please welcome into the room, Chris Charpentier.
Everybody in
Very
the room.
Short. Very short.
Can we
Just imagine him bowing, and let's be quiet for 20 seconds, but imagine Chris coming into the room and bowing.
And we're imagining it, too.
What a nice man.
And you were saying as close as you got was...
We went on tour together, and it's interesting. He's my roommate. We've been friends a long time. And you know when you're really good friends with someone, you just sort of fall into a routine? When you have a new friend, it's like, oh, hey, what's up, man? But then after a while, it's like, hey, what's up, dude? And then you hang out, and you're hanging out. Mm-hmm. We went on tour. We like went city to city for 3 weeks together. Shows were great. It was just a good time. No problems at all. But there was also no like extreme high where we were like, ah, you and me, you know what I mean? Like, you're like doing coke on top of a mountain or whatever, and you're like, ah, we're the best. We didn't, you know, we just had a good time. And then we got back, and
I know what you mean. Yeah. But because, what, 10 years from now, you'll think back, and it'll be more great than you think.
Oh, sure. Well, no, it is great.
No, I know what you mean, but there's no, like, in a movie, you'd be like, there wasn't that girl, but it was, like,
totally.
Just...
There was no, like, yeah, there was no Valencia filter on our tour, you know, and Valencia filter is the best it gets for me,
there
apparently.
You go. Come on, yeah. Don't we have something special for him if he says something like this?
Something I mean, real dumb?
What is his motivation? That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my
That's
Lord.
That's right. Dave Ross knocks it out of the park, everybody. My joke out the center field. Wow!
Thank you so much. Thank you. I've never even heard of baseball.
So back to him. And don't interrupt him anymore. I'm talking to myself.
So we get back from tour, and we live together, too. So we're just, like, tired and putting our shit away, and then we're both about to go to bed. And as we're both going to bed about the same time, I, like, turned and looked at him, and I was like, hey, man. And he looked at me, and I was like, that was a really fucking great tour, man. And he goes, yeah, it really was. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I've had a tour that good. And I'm just really grateful for you doing that with me. Thank you. And I love you. And he said, I love you too, man. That was, yeah, thanks. We'll do more.
I actually love that.
Yeah, it was great, man.
I'd like to dedicate this to you and Chris.
Chris just left, by the way.
I'd like to dedicate this to you and Chris, this song.
Thank you.
Can I get some reverb, please? Chris?
Charpentier.
Of course I know it. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I grow up to be Chris Charpentier or not, I'm glad I'm not me. I wish I was him. If I could just take one thing and make it times that and not have to worry about words, I could sing. That's it. Chris. Chris Charpentier, everybody. Dead at 40.
Yeah, so, they finally got him.
But I like that... That you're able to, because sometimes that's something you want to do to say to somebody,
yeah.
But you think, oh, you really appreciate it. But to have follow through with like that, that's actually a big deal. It might sound simple, but when you think about like when's the last time you literally said that to somebody,
yeah.
And I'm pretty good. Look, I think you can always. I try to look at it like working out. Like you can be in pretty good shape, but find ways to eat healthier. There's always never-ending things, so I'm probably not the best in that area. In other areas, I'll give myself high praise, but I think it's always good. Turn it up wherever you can. Just keep turning it up.
I really, really try. I try as much as I can. And what's funny is I have gotten pretty good about like letting people know, but what's interesting is it doesn't get any harder in the sense that, like, right when I said that, and I love you, man, I had this voice in my brain that's like, you're a little pussy. You're an asshole. It was whatever. You know what I mean? It's like male America yelling at me in my head.
That's why, because you when you say, I know why you say that, because you're like, oh, I don't subscribe to that. Right. I mean, that's somebody. It's embedded in you, and that's why you have to constantly... You know, the whole anything, you know, because obviously, like, I used to have a joke about if there's a movie on the airplane,
Why are you embarrassed to cry? Wouldn't it be great if you were so evolved that you knew that you should be embarrassed if you didn't cry?
Right.
And someone goes, why are you putting your hand over your head? Because that was a movie that would move anybody, but because of some emotional problems, I'm not crying. And yeah, that embarrassed me. Nobody could watch that movie and not start crying if they were in touch with any. So you should be. But yeah, yet you still get. But talking about it. So I've evolved to a level, at least I'm. If somebody goes, of course, I'm not at the level, I don't cry. No, my God, no. I will talk about how much I cry with 100% honesty, but show it or not be a little embarrassed on an airplane sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's just inbred in us. And I guess the, you know, I don't know, maybe if I saw someone wailing on the plane watching a movie, I might think maybe there's a reason.
Keep it together, sir.
Keep it together. What are you watching? He goes, oh, my, your Netflix special. How dare you?
Oh, I wept during your Netflix
special.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You want a good cry? Watch Todd Glass's Netflix special. Act happy, and you'll have to act.
You know what I was thinking about while you were
thank
playing
you very much.
The audio of that ad? Mm-hmm. Is that it was very affecting, you know, what the words they were saying, but also they played music
that really
brought it out of you. And I was just thinking about how much power music has. And if they changed the music of it, how different it would be. You know?
What if it was, well, give me some music that it shouldn't be. I'm trusting you, John, and I'm going to, can you have a little, I'll be like, they're making the... You know, basically they went there. Hold on one second, Aristotle. Don't.
Wait, can I do the music? How can I?
How are you going to do the music?
I'll just sing a song while you're...
Really? Okay, sure. But hold on one second. Don't. So
of course.
Of
course.
What were we just saying about... There was another point. We were saying two things. About the song you were going to get. Oh, yeah, the worst song. Okay, so I'll be the...
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say that... Whatever this is worth... So, like, a production team, you know, goes to where he's at, and they make this,
right?
You know, this basically short film, and then they go to her, and they show it to her, and they're cutting back and forth to him doing it with the crew, wherever he's at on stationed, and then they're coming into the living room, and they're, you know, they're showing. That's the littlest camera work there is when she's watching it. There's, like, just one, like, looks like it could be a cell phone grabbing her. It might have been even
like a razor phone.
Yeah, which is good. It makes it like they didn't show up with the crew, you know? I like that they did it that way. They actually decided probably we'd rather have shitty footage of it, but at least it'll be hidden and...
Looks like amateur porn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, my mother's not... You went out... I'll tell you, my sister, she got back for... she's not... Hey, fuck her. I tried not to mention her. I'll tell you, my brother-in-law, he's not too good. Okay, so back to you. So anyway, hold on real quick. So anyway, I'm going to call, and you're going to do the music?
Sure,
You really think?
I had a song in mind.
Okay, I'll talk. I'm going to do 100% try to be this
earnest.
Really say. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, earnest
I'll
as
wait,
I can.
I'll wait a bit for you to come in.
Do you want some reverb in your music?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Right answer.
All right. Look, if you don't like the music I'm bringing to it, please
I'm not gonna.
Just give me one shot.
I'm a professional.
I'm I only got one shot, one chance to blow. You know, that's not the song I'm doing.
Blow it out your ass.
Come on, what type of? You know what? We don't have that show. Okay, maybe that's a show you want to do. And I'm not being sarcastic. I swear to God, if you want to start your own show, John, and you want to play drops like that, like a shit.
Blow it out your ass.
With the music, I like it. Okay, so here we go. Okay, a little no reverb, I guess. I never said that before. So here we go. For some reason, Mom, whenever I see you, it's really hard to say this, but maybe saying it to a camera like this will make it a little bit easier for me to tell you the way I feel about me. I like who I am. I like who I am because of you. And I know sometimes it gets a little rough.
Somebody once told me
and
the world is gonna
I want to say that I truly appreciate you. And I can't imagine being anybody else.
Hey now, you're
because
a star. Get your game on. Go
maybe you
play.
Never sat us down and had talks and told us how to live our lives. But by watching you and Dad have all types of friends, black friends, white friends, gay friends, friends that were big, friends that were small, friends that were rich and friends that were poor, you taught me a lot. And I want you to know that I think you did a really, really
somebody
great job.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the
You're
listening to the Todd Glass Show, America. Shove it up your ass, Cleveland.
Some of our new promos, we have to go a little
shove
stronger.
It up your ass, Cleveland.
I got nervous.
That's, one we have
that's
to,
our new promo.
Yes. We,
shove
you know
up
what,
your
Eric?
Ass, Cleveland.
You might laugh, but guess what? We have to take a break now. I have to do those for 15 markets. Aristotle. He has wow. me. Watch this. Do we have the, do we going to do them? You have the horse sound?
That's right.
Cincinnati, shove it up your ass. Who are we doing it for next? Talk to me like we're in a room and you're the producer.
Winnipeg.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Put yeah. a, can you use the phone and talk to me and tell me what I have to do? I'm, you're the producer. I'm the guy sure. doing it. Move away from the mic. What happened?
I just hit myself in the headphones twice with the phone. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can pick it up. Oh, yeah, no problem.
We're talking about Dave Ross.
Okay, so here we go. So I'm just in here. Go ahead. Move away from your microphone okay. so we won't only hear you.
Todd, we're getting a lot of listeners in Winnipeg lately. We're going to need you to do some Winnipeg shout-outs, okay?
Okay, here we go. Okay. Winnipeg, shove it up your ass. The Todd Glass Show at 12.
Todd, I've been hearing your Winnipeg
oh, can
shove
I be,
it up your ass promos.
I have an idea. Can I want to be the guy who does the voiceovers. It's not my show.
Oh,
but you're
okay.
just telling me things to say, but this is my voice.
Sure, okay.
And you're my sound yeah. guy. We've worked together. We improv. We're an improv. We do. You tell us what we want, and between the two of us, we make these jingles that are we're very expensive. Let's put it that way. Here we go, or maybe we're not. Depends how good we are. All right, here we go. Here we go. So you're just telling me in the booth, Todd. This is for
sure. Sure.
I don't want to be. I don't want to read shit. I don't want to read shit. You guys just tell me. I'm at that point in my career.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Got to put a copy in front of me. I don't want to read copy.
Right.
By the way, I'm just explaining who I really am. But if I was big enough to demand it, okay. So go ahead. I'm in the studio.
All right, Todd, yeah. By the way, thank you for coming out. We can't believe
that's
you got
okay. That's you. Okay.
So this next one is for the Todd Glass Show. Same first name as you, actually. For the Todd Glass Show. Yeah, and see, what's been happening is...
Is there a humidifier in here?
Oh,
scratch.
Is everything
no,
okay?
No, we're fine. Is there a humidifier in here?
I'll get you one right away, Mr. Glass.
Is everything... Are we
no,
okay?
No, my voice is...
Quick,
can we get him a fucking humidifier in there, please? This is Todd Glass. Did they get you a humidifier?
Hope I didn't do permanent.
What's so up?
It's my manager.
Are you a, is this?
What type of... Okay.
Your manager's in it, but you got him a fucking...
Let's bring it down a little. Okay, I'm in the studio. Thank right. you very... I'll take your... You're like, great to have you in here. I'll take it, though. Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. Oh. Let's do what we got to do.
All right, so here's what's... This is for the Todd Glass Show.
Ah.
You don't like... Okay, well, yeah, it pays well. It pays well.
Oh, this is for the Todd... Okay.
It's for the Todd Glass Show.
I'm not and Todd Glass anymore.
You're
okay.
not Todd Glass. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You're not Todd Glass. You
and
know
he
that.
Pays and, the money, so we have to say these things. And I'm like a 90-year-old guy now.
Yeah,
okay,
you're the best of the best.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
And what is it? What is it? Just give it to me.
Okay, so here's what happened. I'll say it real quick. Todd Glass Show, getting a lot of hits in Winnipeg. So I'm going to need you to just... We just need a real quick recording of this. Shove it up your ass, Winnipeg.
Oh, my dear.
The Todd Glass Show. All right.
Is this for real?
Oh, it's
let's just do it. Here we go.
I'm so sorry.
Shove it up your ass, Winnipeg.
Ah! Oh, wow. Okay, classic Todd. That was very good. And you know, if it were my show, that's how I would want you to do it. That's how I would really want you to do it. Wow, that was just...
No,
oh.
I said say you want thunder.
Oh, I see. I say you, I thought you said say it with thunder.
No. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. Thunder in the phone.
Okay, so here we go. I'm directing you just so I can do what I
I see,
okay.
I see.
So,
okay.
Okay.
No, and you know, if it were my show, that's how I would want it. But
can I picture? This guy's like got a bow tie on, and he's getting paid... The money, but he hates the foul language, but he does it because he wants the money.
I see.
You know, that's to me what I picture this guy. That's why when he goes.
Oh, I
you
see.
You hear him in the back. He's in the booth.
See.
He's in the booth. Yeah. You're in the other booth. But anyway, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to say. Okay, go ahead.
Look, I know this
one,
is going to be a little
two.
Rough.
One, two.
You shouldn't. I know.
Hello.
I, okay, Todd, I mean. Yeah, I'm getting paid to be here, too. All right.
Tell me what promo you want me to do. I'll say make it cursing, whatever.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, promo, shove it up your ass.
Well, you said...
This is me saying it. I'm breaking character. Now I'm back to the character. Hello.
Well, this is back to me being Dave, and I have no idea where I am right now.
You're talking to me. I'm in a booth. I'm a sound guy. I'm an old voiceover guy.
Got it.
And you're the guy telling me my promos.
Oh, sure. I'm like sitting at a computer.
Yeah, because I don't read them because I don't want to fucking
read them. You're too famous. Absolutely.
Okay, give me what you want me to say.
Okay, Matt, last reading. So good, Todd. And I loved it. But this is the Todd Glass show we're talking about. Like the biggest show. Excuse me. There's literally no one else in the booth. So I don't know who you're talking to.
Give me my line. I want to say it. I'm excited.
Okay. So the line, of course, is...
Let's see what I can do with it.
The line, of course, is, shove it up your ass, Winnipeg. I just need two things from you. After that, if you could say, very somberly, afterward, the Todd Glass Show. But when you say the line, shove it up your ass, Winnipeg, I want you to do it with thunder. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
But big thunder.
Shove it up your ass, Winnipeg! The Todd Glass Show.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You're a star, Todd. I don't know why we never got Todd Glass to be the voiceover for the Todd Glass Show before.
You want
to
try one?
Oh, I'd love to.
That was great the way you, what would you say, you scored that on?
Hello. Sorry, back to my regular voice. Oh, go ahead. Oh, yeah,
no,
I'll be the guy in the booth.
I gotta go.
Okay, you're gonna say Kit Kat Fiddle Fat. These cheese steaks are delicious.
Why did I don't know. I don't want to make you
sure,
do
I'll
that.
Do that. I'll
Kit Kat Fiddle Fat, these cheese steaks are delicious.
Yeah.
Hello, Florida.
And this is an iPhone ad?
Yes. Do you want to do...
No, I got it.
Kit Kat Fiddle Fat. These
cheesesteaks
are
delicious. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Kit Kat Fiddle Fat. These cheesesteaks are delicious. The Todd Glass Show.
Wow. Let me try. Ready?
Okay.
You think... put your kids on a bike that'll be safe. Schwinn. Yeah, there's a difference. Asshole.
Actually, I'm going to need you to say, if you could say, Kit Kat Fiddle Fat, Schwinn.
Go ahead. Kit Kat Fiddle Fat, Schwinn. Your mother.
Right, but if you could say it with a hurricane, that would be...
Oh, okay, sure. Hey, you know what? Let's return with the reverb off. The problem is I know what people want. Well, I know when I need a break. And I know what to play. It's a Todd Glass Show, everybody. Taking you all through the night.
But my real name is
Man.
Oh! Grisolis are not in the fridge anymore. That's where I left them last night.
What?
And I need them now. Because I gotta go to work. I gotta go to work and I gotta eat Grisoli before I go to work. Otherwise, I'm gonna have a shit day. What? Do you want me to have a shit day?
Who's he talking?
Because I'll have a shit. I don't wanna have a shit day, but I will have one.
I think he's on the phone with his wife.
Oh, are we? Oh.
Hello?
It's a Todd Glass Show, everybody. Dave Ross is our guest for the entire double episode. Wow, feel the energy in the air. I hope you're shitting in your pants at home. Because that's the type of show it is. I don't settle for nothing but the best.
I'm shitting in my pants right here, Todd.
But all of a sudden, we might take a break, chill out a little. I do whatever I want. How silly can we get?
Ha 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 Mentos. Remember those Mentos.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you this sad song.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.